Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
The Vikings, Kyle Rudolph, blast Kirk Cousins critics after the upset win. Everyone's now saying he wins big games.
Well, look, here's the thing, and I said this yesterday, I tweeted it out. It's like, not just us, everybody has given this guy such a hard time for a long time, and deservedly so. Never won big games, never did anything like that.
Right.
He got to have a little moment. He got to have a moment yesterday. They showed him in the locker room. He did the, you like that, and the whole team went crazy.
Right.
And it's not like he didn't have a big hand in that game. That pass to Thielen in overtime was unbelievable.
That was huge.
He made plays in that game. I know that Cook had a big game. I know that Danielle Hunter had a huge game on the defensive side and other guys. Cousins made plays.
Did you think that Rudolph should have been called for pass interference?
Look,
I do.
I think it was probably offensive pass interference.
They
but
didn't
honestly,
even consider it, and Peyton never complained.
And nor should he, because I'm done with them now. I sat here for the last year saying, these guys, they've had so much bad luck happen to them. It's going to happen for them this year. Forget that. They were at home, they're building, and once again, they didn't get it done. I don't want to hear about bad calls. Anything. 3 years in a row, forget it. It's over for them. Done. Start fresh. Forget, they're not winning with Breeze now. This is over. Start fresh.
The Niners and Vikings match up in the divisional round. We got Garoppolo against Anthony Harris. McGlinchey, the right tackle, against Hunter, the defensive end. Kittle against Eric Hendricks. Bosa against Reef, Fred Warner against Dalvin Cook. I thought Dalvin Cook had a really good game for being all banged up.
Played very well.
The Seahawks, we all know, they won over the Eagles, and Clowney says the Eagles have the worst fans in the world. I'm sure that'll go over well in Philadelphia, but... I got to tell you, I'm watching that game yesterday, listening to them boo every single play, every single call. But boy, are they a bunch of whiny bees. I mean, honest to God, all they do is boo. They want everything to go their way, and everything that doesn't, they just boo and throw a fit. And you know what? It's so funny watching you lose because it doesn't matter. You can boo till the cows come home, and you still lost.
If Peterson would have somehow found a way to win that game yesterday...
He'd be a god.
He sure would, because not only did the Wentz thing happen, which it is what it is. I mean, even before that, I mean, they're playing with guys who were, tendon bar a week ago.
Right.
I mean, some of the guys that were out there on the field.
What was the guy's name? Vince Papale?
Vince Papale.
That's Vince what they were Papale. Playing with. But he played in the game.
Honestly,
yesterday.
Like
he
they played. Were playing with like they
he had
their
a good
wide
game.
Receivers. I don't think their wide receivers could make XFL teams. The guys that they were playing with. I mean, it was.
I think they're going to be playing for the XFL
it's
in a
possible.
Month.
Possible.
Dean Blandina.
Like, honestly, I couldn't believe they were even in that.
And
game.
Who's the commissioner again? It's what's his name's dad?
Oliver Luck.
Oliver Luck. Jesus.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again. With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. See ya.